Anthem on Cliff. Welcome!
Thank you. I am so happy to be here. I cannot believe you invited me back yet again.
Oh, please. Your face is my favorite face to see.
Aww.
Cliff's beard is very well groomed, by the way.
It is. It only happens about once every 3 weeks that it looks this good. So it's very gray, though. Like, I got old at some point, Heather. I don't know what happened.
Don't say it. You're getting closer to Santa Claus,
exactly.
Is what you're doing.
The only thing I think is weird about it is, like, all of a sudden, I mean, like, my beard's been this gray for months now, probably years, actually. But all of a sudden, on my Twitter feed, I've been getting all these ads for Just For Men. They're like, this is what you could look like. I'm like, huh. I mean, I work at home. Like, you know, when you work in an office, you can't just for men your face because, like, people will notice. Like, if I came in one day and I had this goatee and the next day I came in and I, like, had this gloriously, you know, goatee that matched my actual hair color, people would have talked. But, like, I'm on a video chat, like, once a day. Like, I don't know if anyone would even notice. Like, I could not have my video chat, like, oh, yeah, my camera's broken. Come back a couple weeks from now, like, do it really subtly. I could have a not gray goatee again, like. I guess. That seems like a lot of work, though, I'll be honest.
I am newly into beards because this boy that I have a crush on has a beard, and I'm going to show you here. I'm going to show you.
Oh, that's a good beard. That's a really good mm-hmm. beard. My beard's not that good. I can't grow a full beard either. Like, I can't grow the cheek parts of a beard, unfortunately, so this is about
the
all.
Cheek parts.
I guess. I don't know. This is all I've got. Like, my sideburns do not connect to my goatee, so what do you do?
Well, okay, so I've been talking in the previous episodes about, now I want to talk about beards, and we can in the future.
Sure.
Again.
Santa has one. I mean, it's topical.
Mm-hmm. But I was talking about more expensive items in the past, and I want to talk about, like, a kind of a lower slash mid-price thing. So, a few months ago, I was in a position where I didn't have a job. I was taking care of my mom, who was having some health issues. I was recently single and broken up with. And I don't want to say I was at a low point, but, like, you know, no one was taking care of me.
Yes.
I was in this very major caretaker position, and I didn't see my friends at work. And all I was doing was caretaking, yep. whether it was the dogs or my mom. And, you know. So one of my very dear friends from Seattle one day just sent me out of the blue an edible arrangement.
Oh, how
and
nice.
I was so emotional about it because I've always been the person that loves to get flowers from the guy that I'm with.
Sure.
I'm very basic in that sense. Yeah, like, flowers make me very happy.
I think that the best, like, I am a firm believer that if you are a guy and you have a girlfriend or a wife or whatever, that there is really nothing better than you can do. Like, if you go to the grocery store to pick something up, just grab some flowers while you're there. It's like $10, $12, bring them home, and it will make her happier than anything in the world. And I think it's actually kind of unfair, because, like, if a girl brought me flowers, I think I would be like, well, this is cool flowers, I guess. I think it's kind of a bummer that there's not that same thing that reciprocates as much. I mean, like, I'm not saying I would be sad if I got flowers, but I don't think there's anything that's just as there's no gift that's as easy as flowers that also have the meaning of flowers.
Well, I would say that in my personal experiences, a 6-pack of like nice beer at the grocery store
yeah.
is like the guy equivalent. Like, oh, I got you this. Here you go.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't like beer
no.
that much. It's okay.
Well,
yeah.
okay.
I mean, I'm sure there's something, but I think the difference between beer and flowers is that flowers are seen as a, like, very typical like romantic gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that big flowers, you know, giving someone 2 dozen roses for their birthday is a big romantic gesture. But just picking
right.
up like a 12-pack of daisies while you're at the grocery store
yeah.
is a fun, like, very minimal, like, but nice romantic gesture. And I don't think there's a guy version of that, which is kind
you're
of a
right.
bummer. But it's
you
all right.
You gotta work on it.
It's all right. We should probably just give more flowers to girls, like, to be honest.
So, you know, because I came from this place, and I feel like a lot of people are like me, where, you know, maybe your relationship is over because of the weirdness of this year.
Yeah.
You're not dating necessarily because of the weirdness of this year.
Right.
Maybe you lost your job too at some point. Anyway, that moment was so meaningful, and it just reminds me of you know what? Like, it's simple and it doesn't seem like a big gesture, yep. but it is to the person getting it. So if you've got a friend that maybe has been single for a few months now, they're not going to be getting flowers. Yep. Like, so just send them off some flowers today. Let them know you love them. It means so much. And especially when they're not coming from another source.
I mean, edible right arrangements now. Are not a bad idea either. Like, they are real good. Like, they're real mm-hmm. fun. And maybe a little, I don't want to say longer lasting, really, than flowers, but... because they're really not.
Well, the
they're cool. Like, they're just neat. Like, they're unique, I guess, maybe is more what I'm going for. They're really unique.
I liked getting the edible arrangements yeah. In that moment because I was doing all this cooking yeah. and I was doing all of this stuff. And so to get something where it was like, oh, my God, I don't even have to cut the fruit. Like, oh, it's already cut.
It's
like,
so nice. You know. Sometimes that is really what is nice, right?
Mm-hmm. So I would just suggest, as simple as it is, with the way 2020 has been, there's a lot of impact right now on flowers and edible arrangements yep. And that type of thing with your friends.
That's cool. Do you want to talk about movies real fast?
If you're up for it.
Oh, I'm up for it. All right. So
okay.
I personally like Christmas movies. I tend to, I think, kind of hit that like a middle ground between people that are like, man, I just leave the Hallmark Channel running all day and watch, you know, like a businesswoman from New York meet a guy who cuts down trees professionally in a small town in Vermont and has to dump her lawyer fiance in order to live with this man forever. Those aren't exactly my speed. Like, they're okay. I don't mind a few of them. But, like, I'm not going to watch those all day. I tend to kind of fit that middle thing between, like, movies on Netflix and, you know, my own kind of curated list of movies that I watch. But I think there are people that just don't like Christmas movies. And I think that's sad, Heather. That being said, like, so here's a question. Do you think Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, so then this list is, I think, something you're going to be very interested in. These are movies that are not Christmas movies, but that have a Christmas theme to them, all right?
And to me, that is a Christmas movie. If there's any, it's like this, Cliff. Think of it this way. You're familiar with Glitter.
Yes, I'm aware of Glitter, yes.
If there's even a little glitter on something... there's glitter on it.
That is very true. And there's probably glitter on the thing next to it, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's how Christmas is the glitter. So even if there's only a little, there's still glitter on
it. Okay, so We're So Xmas definitively believes Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So here's a couple other movies that are like that. Gremlins. Do you remember? Like, have you seen Gremlins? Because I haven't seen Gremlins in... probably
yeah.
30 years.
It is 100,000,000% a Christmas movie because it's the Christmas gift is the gremlin.
Yeah, he's adorable. He's wearing a little Christmas hat. They sing Christmas carols. So Gremlins, Christmas movie. The Harry Potter movies have, not all of them, but some of them take place during Christmas. Okay. They celebrate Christmas. Right. They do, you know, they get Christmas gifts in the Sorcerer's Stone. He visits his parents' hometown during Christmas, during the in the Deathly Hallows. You know, Ron's mom gives Harry a Christmas sweater. So I think, you know, you might not be able to say all of the Harry Potter movies are Christmas movies, but a lot of them are. And, you know, if you're going to watch one Harry Potter movie, you may as well watch all eight. Like, I think it would be a shame not to watch all eight.
That is a really funny thing to say, Cliff, because it's like, yeah, if you're going to do something for 90 minutes, you might as well do it for 12
the
hours.
The difference being is that I think the shortest Harry Potter movie is like 2.5 hours long. So we've actually tried to do the like, hey, we're going to watch all the Harry Potter movies in a week. And you just can't do it. Like, unless you have no job, you cannot watch all the Harry Potter movies in 1 week. But God, they're good. Like, all current like Harry Potter controversy aside, like, I love the Harry Potter movies. So, you know.
Oh, what's the current controversy? Oh, you mean with the Christmas?
No, with J.K. Rowling not being a terrific person. But, you know, we don't need to get into that. Like, we don't need to spoil our Christmas spirit. She's not great.
I need to Google that. I don't know anything about that.
We can talk about it. It's she's not great. But you know who is great? Sandra Bullock, right?
I think that that's a universal truth.
America's
Cliff.
Sweetheart. Apparently, While You Were Sleeping, which is another movie I haven't seen in like probably 20 years, there are ice skating scenes. There's Chicago snow. There's Christmas lights. There's Christmas music. So While You Were Sleeping, definitively a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. This next one is hard. Have you ever seen American Psycho?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
well, I love horror movies, yeah. Cliff. So
American Psycho is a very good movie. It's also a really spectacular book. There is a Christmas scene in American Psycho. So I'm not saying that it's a movie that you might want to sit down with the family and watch while sipping cocoa, but like maybe American Psycho is one of those movies you watch in between like Christmas and New Year, where you know like the glow of Christmas is a little bit over, but you still want to see a little something. It's a really good movie. It's real weird. I don't know. It's good though. So American Psycho, Christmas movie.
Could I stop you at American Psycho real
yes.
quick? So in a previous We're So Xmas podcast, you were talking about how you can go to the national park
yeah,
and cut down your own tree with a saw. And as you were describing it to me, I was like, this is the opening scene of Christmas horror, because it's like, yeah, you're going to, if you've ever been to a national forest, you have to go on like gravel roads to get there. And it's usually out where you don't have cell service. And as just, gently as we say, oh yeah, just hop in the car and grab your saw and cut down a tree. There is a little bit of effort that goes into it. You probably have to print out your directions
yeah.
so you don't get lost. So anyway, you're telling me the story and I'm like, oh my God, this is the beginning of a Christmas horror movie right here. It absolutely is, right?
The difference between cutting down your own Christmas tree and American Psycho is you do not have to cover the entire area around your Christmas tree with plastic before you cut it down. as okay. opposed to what he used an axe for in American Psycho. It's very different, Heather. So you can cut down a Christmas tree safely. It'll be all right.
Okay.
It will not
okay.
scream, I promise.
All right, go. Oh, that's another horror movie franchise. Scream.
Oh, Scream
okay,
is. I love Scream too. I love those movies. Iron Man 3 has it takes place during the Christmas season. These are
the moments when I just make a face and I'm like, what? Wait.
There are decorated trees. There are Christmas lights. Jingle Bells plays in Iron Man 3. And it's probably, I don't know if it's the best of the Iron Mans. I kind of like all of them. But there's no reason not to watch all three Iron Mans too. That's what I'm saying. Watch all three Iron Mans. All right. Batman Returns. There are Christmas decorations. There is snow. It takes place definitely during Christmas, except, you know, there's bad guys jumping out of presents. So
I do like these. I like these movies and these suggestions for two reasons. One, because they make me raise my eyebrow and be like, what? so it makes me want to rewatch them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then maybe somebody special in your life isn't into Christmas and you're like, hey, let's watch this.
Absolutely.
So it's, there's something in it for everyone here.
Okay, this one's like our childhood all over again. Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, 100%. Well, I would put that on the active Christmas list.
I have not
That's
seen...
That's definitely Christmas.
I have not seen Edward Scissorhands in, I don't know, 30 years. I should watch it again. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
I was so attracted to him. And I think that movie is responsible for some of my proclivities with the opposite sex, like the black leather, the Jack White kind of look that I'm so attracted
dudes
to.
Dudes with scissors for hands?
Well, not that, but, you know,
I was gonna say,
that
that's
whole
hard to find.
Like, I mean, not every woman is attracted to like the black metal man
it's
look,
true.
But I am. So I blame Edward Scissorhands.
I think it's entirely fair. I think it's entirely fair. All right. The last one is, this one's actually older than either of us, I believe. So have you ever seen Trading Places with Eddie Murphy?
I recall a long time ago seeing it, but I couldn't tell you about it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So it's good. Eddie Murphy switches places essentially with a financial broker in order to win a bet. But it takes place in Philadelphia during Christmas. So it is a Christmas movie. It's very, very, very funny. I recommend Trading Places quite a bit. So those are mine. Do you have any other Christmas movies that you watch, like out of, you know, that you think are Christmas movies that maybe not everyone agrees with?
Well, we've talked about Love Actually before.
That's definitely a Christmas movie. I love Love Actually, though.
For some reason, I thought Titanic had some Christmas to it, but Titanic's not a movie that I want to see ever again.
I know. I watched it once, and that was enough. Any movie that comes on, I remember because I watched that in probably 97, and I remember it was on two VHS tapes. I'm like, I don't need to see that again. I don't really need to see that again. So, very cool. What are we going to talk about next week, Heather?
Underpants with Brighton Mary Brooks' face on them.
I will check with her, but I am pretty sure that this is a gift that she will be strongly against.